SBS Radio.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says he vividly remembers the first time he heard about the novel coronavirus.
We were in the National Incident Room dealing with the bushfire emergency at the time, and on New Year's Eve, we suddenly, on our big whiteboard of everything to do with bushfires, there was this other dot point that said there's some unusual pneumonia activity happening in Wuhan in China. As it progressed through January, we saw, and people will remember those terrible scenes in Wuhan of the so many cases and the health systems being overwhelmed. And that's why we took very swift action in mid to late January last year.
At the start of the pandemic, Professor Kelly was the Deputy Chief Medical Officer. While the nation was in the midst of the bushfire crisis, his concern about the coronavirus quickly grew. As an epidemiologist and public health physician, much of his career was focused on preparing for a pandemic, but not even he could imagine what would eventuate.
I never thought it would happen, but of course it's been on our minds. My whole career really has been focused on what would happen if we did have a major pandemic, hoping that we never would, but here we are.
While Australia has so far managed to contain the spread of the virus, Professor Kelly concedes mistakes have been made. One of the biggest challenges has been accurately informing and educating the country's culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Translation errors in federal and state coronavirus health messages were uncovered.
All through this response, there's been this trade-off between speed and accuracy. And SBS has been fantastic in assisting us with translating a lot of our messages into 63 languages, and that's really important. And we'll certainly take that learning into the vaccine rollout. We've also formed a culturally and linguistically diverse advisory group specifically to make sure that we're not only giving the right message in the right language, but making sure that message is also tailored for particular communities.
The federal government and the Therapeutic Goods Administration are now preparing for the national rollout of a vaccine. Professor Kelly has a message for those who may be apprehensive about getting the jab.
Safety is the first priority. If these are not safe, we're not going to allow them to be used in Australia. We also know that they are very efficacious. They work well. We can watch and wait and see what's happening in other countries where millions of doses of the Pfizer vaccine, for example, have now been administered, and other vaccines are also rolling out. I think people need to be realistic about the vaccine, though. It's not going to be vaccine starts, suddenly everything else switches off. There's going to be a transition through 2021. A virus anywhere in the world is a virus that can affect other parts of the world, and we have to have a really global approach to this global pandemic.
As for 2021, there's optimism the situation will improve, but Professor Kelly says even with a vaccine, coronavirus is here to stay.
I think we will control it more this year than we did last year. The vaccine is a very important component of that. But we're going to have to learn to live with this virus. I don't think it's going to be completely eradicated anytime soon. I'm really looking forward to the time when we can, you know, gather as people and have that social interaction, something like what we used to do, because that's such an important part of our humanity.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.